This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Pork, the other white meat, didn't come out of nowhere, you know. Advertising is hard, figuring out what works and what doesn't. Advertising on social networks is a whole different kind of difficult, a lesson that Facebook is learning the hard way. More than a dozen companies have pulled their ads off the site after they ran next to offensive content. The really bad stuff, too. Homophobic and racist. It was misogynist as well. So now the social network says it's going to change its moderating policies, the way it tracks and places what's bad and what's not. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more now on the perils of social media and the advertising spot.
A few months ago, media critic Soraya Shamali noticed some pretty gross stuff on people's Facebook pages.
The memes, the pictures, they ran the gamut from very strange humor about rape or domestic violence to very graphic images of women brutalized.
Now, Facebook didn't put this stuff up. Creepy users did. But Facebook moderators weren't taking it down. When Shamali and others alerted advertisers,
they said, until this is resolved, we will not spend our money here.
We included Nissan UK, Nationwide Construction, and a stack of other brands. Facebook, whose survival depends on advertising, said this week it would do a better job of policing harmful content and taking it down. But how do ads and offensive content get paired up in the first place? Joseph Turow is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication.
It's an accident. It's probably something that the formula had a glitch in about a word that was categorized in a certain way.
Turow says algorithms can target people, but they can miss content. Mismatches have
gone on for decades.
Think about a sitcom where there's an aspirin overdose, even a funny one. Bayer doesn't want to sponsor that episode. In a world of social media, things like that are harder to catch, says Deborah Williamson with eMarketer.
There are millions of status updates and tweets every day. And just the magnitude of the amount of information that is generated is staggering.
Williamson says policing this amount of information is a huge challenge. The content will keep coming. The question is, will it be taken down and how fast? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.